It's 45 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR, and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are Andrea Hill and Diane Oreo-Gerberg. Andrea Hill is the artistic director of the City Ballet, and Diane Gerberg is a guest artist with the City Ballet for the upcoming performance of Tales from Russia, plus a little extra. And I think Diane is all about that little extra. Thank you so much for joining us today, Andrea and Diane.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you here. Now, Tales from Russia, this dance performance next weekend features Peter and the Wolf, the Firebird, plus Viva Vivaldi. The performances are next weekend, Saturday, March 12th at 7 o'clock, and Sunday, March 13th at 3 o'clock. And Andrea, as the artistic director, just give us first an overview of this whole performance, of what this is all about.
Well, this performance is very unique. We have two wonderful story ballets. A lot of people are probably familiar with Peter and the Wolf. Our Peter and the Wolf is a wonderful version, and it highlights some of the younger members of our company who are quite gifted and are doing an incredible job with it. We also have the Firebird, which features a lot of our, well, all of our company, and they are doing an amazing job with the Firebird. It's a more contemporary ballet. Both of these ballets are just wonderful story ballets, but they're not the tutu and tiara type ballets that a lot of people associate with ballet. It's a wonderful, wonderful show to introduce children and adults to what ballet can be beyond Nutcracker. I think a lot of people see Nutcracker, and that's all they see. And there's so many wonderful elements of ballet that many people never experience, and it's just wonderful.
Of course, the Nutcracker, that is the most popular ballet for the masses, you know, for folks who aren't really into ballet necessarily. But
that's
there
right.
is so much more. Mm-hmm. And then some folks only see what we call recitals nowadays, which is very different than it used to be. But when I was growing up, the recitals always had a story. It was, you know, from a ballet or
a lot of recitals still have themes. Mm-hmm. But more and more, it's just routines, and it's very different from what we offer.
But yeah, when you do Peter and the Wolf, one of the best stories of all time, and such beautiful music in that, and then the Firebird. Would you give us a brief overview of the tale of the Firebird? Because I've heard a couple different versions, and I'm actually, frankly, not sure what the storyline is for the ballet.
Well, the Firebird is, it's got a lot of magic and mystery involved in it. Our version's a little bit different from normal versions, but in the normal version, there's a prince who's in a forest. There's an enchanted tree that he's attracted to, and it soon becomes this mystery where he finds that there's this Firebird that he's been pursuing with her magical light. He thinks it's just a creature, wants to capture it, and then discovers that she's half bird, half woman. And so he releases her, and she tells him that there is a terrible creature in the woods, and she gives him a magical feather and says, if you need this, wave it and I will come help you. He also stumbles across a princess and some maidens that have been captive in the forest, and falls in love with the princess. And so there's the whole dramatic, you know, will he rescue the princess and will the Firebird help save him? And in our version, we've taken the creatures and we've made it into a mystical land of... and I hate bugs, but it's all insects. The music of Stravinsky is so rich in sound.
Yeah.
But we have locusts and moths, and the evil creature is actually a huge black widow spider who has all of these creatures in captivity. And so we have a lot of fun with it. It's wonderful. If you have children that love bugs, they will love this.
Right.
If you hate spiders, you'll still love it.
Right. Yeah, just don't get too close to the stage.
That's right.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Now, Diane, you are a guest here with the City Ballet, and you are doing a little something. This is Tales from Russia, but then there's this little Italian twist. Here we've got Viva Vivaldi. You were a principal dancer with the Joffrey Ballet. You performed Viva Vivaldi then, and now you're here to pass on the choreography or part of it. I believe the second movement. Tell us about this choreography. About what's special about this piece, Viva Vivaldi.
I think what's special about Viva Vivaldi, it was always a signature piece for the Joffrey, and it's a very difficult piece, both musically and choreographically. Mr. Arpino loved modern dance, so even though the ballet is done in a classical form with classical steps, it still has a modern flair to it with a lot of bending. The music is very quick. It's for 9 women. They're running in and out of the stage, and I think it's very challenging for the dancers, which is something that they need. As students, they need to be challenged. They need to see that there are different things that are available to them and still in the classical range.
And you just moved here to Wilmington.
Yes, about a year and a half ago.
So that was really great luck to have a previous dancer from the Joffrey here and being able to pass on this great choreography. Gerald Arpino, who Diane just mentioned, was the choreographer of this. Did you actually work with Arpino?
Yes, I did. Yes, mm-hmm. I did. And after Mr. Joffrey passed away, Mr. Arpino became the director of the Joffrey Ballet, which is now in Chicago. He passed away a few years ago, but he was considered the resident choreographer for the Joffrey.
Well, ladies, it was nice to have both of you. Our interview time has already run out, and that's what happens when we talk about great, interesting things. You can get tickets for this show at capefearstage.com. This is Tales from Russia next weekend. It's 12:06.